shower, 2S. That next morning, as I stepped from the shower, I caught myself in the mirror. I was shocked to see the marks like blackened flowers fallen onto snow, fluttering down the backs of my thighs like finding something huge and succulent and moving. I looked closer between my thighs and on the cheeks of my bottom and found the purple blooms. And right then, the way they say people on the verge of death see their lives flash, I saw him behind me. I saw his hands twisted in black fistfuls, my scalp scorched, my throat curved up like an invitation glistening to a blade, and my mouth open wide like the death cries of small gods. I saw him grind me into the bed, the wall, because there was no space between us. He was pushed so far inside me, the room had to give. I saw his hands on my hips smash me into him. I saw his fingers dig into the flesh of my ass cheeks like you would dig your way through wet sand if you knew something was buried there, treasure or a living child. All I wanted was for him to break me, split me in half and then in half again, again and again, until my body was smashed out of existence like the cliff that becomes the sand that swims inside the sea.